I'm Rona Tarrant. Harrisburg Bishop Ronald Gaynor has released information from the diocese internal investigation on child sexual abuse, including the names of 71 clergy, both deceased and alive, credibly accused of abuse. In an open letter, Bishop Gaynor also said he ordered the removal of names of former diocesan bishops from buildings, halls and rooms. The release of information comes ahead of the expected release of a grand jury report based on an investigation by the state's Attorney General into sexual abuse claims in six Pennsylvania dioceses. The president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, has said the Church must take steps to respond to Church leaders' moral failure of judgment. In a statement, Cardinal DiNardo said the abuse accusations against former Archbishop of Washington Theodore McCarrick reveal a grievous moral failure within the Church. He said the U.S. bishops will investigate the matter and encourage victims of sexual assault or harassment by anyone in the Church to come forward. Zimbabwe's government has vowed to crack down on opposition dissent after three people were killed in yesterday's protest over alleged election fraud. Monday's vote was the first since President Robert Mugabe was forced out, with official results showing the ruling ZANU-PF party had won most seats. Protests broke out when supporters of the Movement for Democratic Change claimed there was vote rigging. The Attorney General of California intends to revoke the charity registration in his state for Food for the Poor, a Florida-based Christian charity that gives food, clothing and medicine to Central and South American countries. The Attorney General has ordered Food for the Poor to cease and desist from saying that 95% of all donations go directly to programs. Food for the Poor has appealed the decision. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.